stand by. Good day, everyone, and welcome to the IBM Chat with the Labs conference call. Today's call is being recorded. You should have received charts for today's call. If you did not receive them, please email lspina@us.ibm.com. At this time, I would like to turn the call over to Jerry Kazee, Director, IBM Informix Database Development. Please go ahead, sir.
Thanks, Jimmy. Hello, everybody, and appreciate you waiting this morning. We are starting a little late, and I apologize for that, but there's a tremendous response for today's session, and we wanted to give everybody a chance to get dialed in before we started the session. Today's chat with the lab is actually the first chat with the lab that we've included one of our partners to present some of their technology. Today, the chat with the lab is our Server Studio Java Edition with Sentinel, Command and Control Center for IDS. Today's presenter will be Anatol Vishan, who is the CEO of AGS. Server Studio has been bundled with the Informix product set since 2000. We've actually had a partnership with AGS since 1999, and with each release of IDS, version 7, version 9, and version 10, we also bundle Server Studio with the product. Server Studio Sentinel is a multi-platform suite of integrated data management tools. If you haven't seen the product before, but you have IDS, you have the product, I would highly encourage you to take a look at it. It is a tremendous product. It's very powerful and provides you with a tremendous graphical set of tools to help you manage and administrate your environment. Hopefully after today, you will go back and take a closer look at this product if you haven't already done so. Now, today's call has been set up with a webcast, but the plan is to use the webcast for the demo. The presentation that Anatol will be walking you through first will be through the slides. And if you haven't grabbed them, you can also get them from the IIUG website. So if you went to IIUG.org, and you'll see a link there for Chat with the Lab right in the middle of the page, and you can get the slides from there. So before I turn it over to Anatol, I'd like to turn it over to Stuart Lytell, president of the Informix International Users Group, for a few words. Stuart?
International Informix Users Group, Jerry. We got that backwards. Everybody, thank you for coming. And I just want to talk about one thing, is that as many people know, the IIUG is co-sponsoring a conference next year in Tampa, Florida with IDUG, and one of the slides in Anatol's presentation will give some more information, but we're still soliciting presentations anybody who's interested, anybody who presents does receive a full conference pass, and the information for that is available on the IIG website or IIG.org/conf. With that, I will turn it over to Anatol because he has a lot to present. It's a very exciting product.
Thank you, Stuart, and thank you, Jerry. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. As Jerry had mentioned, we have been working in very, very close cooperation with IBM for a number of years and are quite excited about the upcoming release of Server Studio with Sentinel. So without further ado, I'll try to give you a quick intro into what the product does, how they fit together, and how they can help you in managing your Informix environment. While your database environments certainly might be complex, the tools that manage it really don't have to be. We provide, together with IBM, very proven state-of-the-art solutions for IBM Informix database servers that help organizations ensure that critical data applications remain up and perform at peak levels, manage change, and ensure access to vital business information. Server Studio GE and Sentinel are actually complementary software products which together provide a very powerful solution infrastructure that helps both seasoned database professionals and novices alike to manage Informix database server environment with ease and significantly improved productivity. This multi-suite of integrated suite tools is highly intuitive and provides wide-ranging functionality that enables database professionals to do things such as improve the efficiency of database development and testing, manage multiple database servers from a single integrated console, automate daily database maintenance tasks, preserve database investment by automating database configuration, auditing, and change management, proactively diagnose performance and availability problems, enable real-time autonomic responses to server events, obtain maximum leverage of existing storage investment, and resolve problems with comprehensive SQL tuning. We will start this particular session somewhat in reverse relative to what we have been customarily doing, and we will focus primarily right now on the Sentinel. Sentinel provides the infrastructure necessary to do proactive support and management of your environment and your databases. It gives you 24/7 operational monitoring of the Informix servers, continuous time series measurement of data of the server performance, execution of regularly scheduled database maintenance tasks, provides highly flexible multi-level performance diagnostic alerts, and enables you to create autonomic automatic responses to management of various daily routines. excuse me. As you can see, number of I apologize. I should be telling you which slides to go to. So let me back up a second. We are now going to go to slide number 4. Actually, we just covered it, so let's skip to slide number 5. A number of our customers have been quite happy in using the software. So consequently, slide number 5, I won't spend a lot of time on it, but gives you some quotations from the customers that we wanted to share with you. So let's address the Sentinel. Sentinel provides performance and availability monitoring for Informix databases. We're in slide number 6, I'm sorry. It automates real-time 24/7 monitoring of vital operational parameters. What is new in the version that is coming up is that you will have full ability to monitor not only probably the most comprehensive matrix of the IDS level performance parameters, but also we now are fully integrating the underlying operating system parameters. So it really gives you the ability to fully and coherently perform analysis of your entire infrastructure. We do this in capturing, obviously, continuous time series data, which is, for persistency's sake, stored in the local fully SQL-compliant repository, consequently enabling you to retrieve that data at any time when you choose to. One of the other interesting aspects of Sentinel is it allows you to do online dynamic SQL capture. So it allows you to analyze the applications that you may not have access to the source code in order to see how the particular queries are running and how they're impacting the performance. Sentinel also provides rather extensive range of analytical tools that help you quickly respond to performance degradation problems. Excuse me. One of the other interesting aspects of Sentinel is the ability to measure the performance at a very granular level also allows you to perform fairly robust performance stress testing by creating specific loads in the system and monitoring its performance response and being able to analyze it. You can certainly see how well your applications are doing, and more importantly, it provides you with a very repeatable infrastructure for your test beds. So let's go to slide number 7. As I had mentioned earlier, Sentinel provides very granular ability to monitor your operation. For each IDS instance, real-time monitors can be defined at the levels of the server, chunk, DB space, table, index, session, operating system processors, physical and virtual memory of the operating system, storage devices, network I/O. There are currently in the matrix overall between the IDS and the operating system probes roughly about 200 some plus parameters that from which you can construct the individual monitors. It is important to explain when we call about what AGS calls monitors. Monitor is a collection of sensors that are in fact individual parameters that you yourself are able to aggregate into monitors that are meaningful to you in your environment. Certainly, type of a monitoring that would be done for decision support system would be very, very different from the OLTP, and even within the same class of applications, such as an OLTP application, different customers may have different requirements. So we don't presume that we know what is best in terms of monitoring your environment. We simply provide you with very flexible and extremely powerful tools to enable you to configure it in the manner that you find most appropriate to your needs. We are now going to slide number 8. Sentinel and the monitors that run on the Sentinel provide you with the ability to assign multi-level threshold alerts to each performance parameters being monitored. The alerts provide a mechanism for notifying you when one or multiple Informix server performance parameters exceed user-defined threshold levels of the monitored database instance, or if the monitored database instance goes offline. There are also job-level alerts that notify you when schedule or alert trigger jobs failures occur, and system-level alerts that report about Sentinel internal errors or events such as Sentinel server shutdowns. All alert events are always logged into the Sentinel performance history repository. The user-defined alerts are created as part of the performance monitor definition. Sentinel server sends the alert events in real time to the appropriate connected server Studio G administrator clients and can issue these alerts, via email, mobile phone, pager, text messages, etc. If, of course, the user chooses to avail himself of that function. Each user-defined alert has its own severity, a list of notification methods, and optional actions or tasks that should be automatically executed when the alert event is triggered. multiple alerts can be created for the same Informix instance parameter to differentiate between multiple severity levels. For example, you can create a visual warning alert when DB space is at about 80% full, and a critical alert with the email notification when DB space reaches 95% full. One of the interesting aspects of the architecture of the Sentinel is based on these monitored thresholds, actually fully scripted actions can be taken. And since we're discussing DB spaces, as you're beginning to approach critical watermarks in terms of the size, you can certainly use those alerts to automatically add a chunk to a given DB space if that's the mode of operation you would like to pursue. We are now going to slide number 9. As I had mentioned earlier, SQL capture is another type of a monitor which allows you to periodically retrieve SQL statements running on the Informix server. You can explicitly specify which SQL statements have to be retrieved based on session user login name, client host, Informix session ID, or SQL statements execution statistic parameters, such as estimated cost, estimated number of retrieved rows, or number of sequential scans. All of the retrieved SQL statements can be displayed on the screen in real time, or if you choose to, for historical reasons or for analytical reasons, they can be recorded in the Sentinel's performance history repository for further analysis. You can then analyze these statements offline at the time you consider most appropriate. The other aspect of it that is important to note, if you are running an application and you're able to record the range of SQL statements that are running through it, you can then reuse those statements in creating your own stress test scenarios. So it provides a very powerful feature for being able to optimize and tune your environment. We're now going to slide number 10. Sentinel also provides very powerful task automation facilities in the form of user-defined jobs. A job is an executable action which can be either an OS command or SQL script. It can perform any useful tasks such as database server backup, update statistics operation, or collection of OS environment information when database server performance degrades below a specified threshold level. You can easily define most of your existing server administration scripts as Sentinel jobs, thus preserving the investment you've already made in creating operational strategies for your own environment. With a centralized console, you do not have to switch between multiple Telnet terminal sessions and to memorize different physical script names and directories on different hosts. Sentinel provides you with a single centralized facility under which each job has a clear logical name, description, last and next execution time, current status, and the execution history. Sentinel can also simultaneously execute multiple jobs on multiple servers, regardless of the operating system these servers are running on. Highly flexible job scheduler enables automation of daily database administration tasks. help you provide autonomic responses to Informix server events or to provide fully automated execution of predefined jobs in response to specific performance monitor alert threshold events. For example, execution of a flash checkpoint command can be triggered when the physical log is almost full. The entire job execution history for all jobs with all text outputs is logged into the Sentinel's performance repository, again for subsequent review and analysis. Slide 11, please. As I had already mentioned, Sentinel comes with a built-in, fully SQL-compliant database performance history repository that stores all parametric time series performance data and all alerts and messages collected by performance monitors, SQL statements collected by SQL capture processes, and records all job executions on all monitored database instances. It provides a highly intuitive graphical analytical tool and direct query tool built into Service Studio JE, which you can use to examine any data set stored in the repository, either as a time series chart or hourly, daily, or monthly, or semi-annual histograms to perform diagnostic analysis and profiling of your system resource utilization. Or you can export that data from the performance history repository to do external data analysis. One of the new and exciting features in the upcoming release of Sentinel is it's providing a full multi-parameter correlation analysis, which I think you will find extremely powerful in terms of the kind of analytics you can perform with it. Okay, slide 12, please. As I mentioned earlier, Sentinel and Server Studio GE work hand in glove. Server Studio GE itself is the premier multi-platform suite of highly intuitive tools, which you have been receiving for the last 5 years courtesy of IBM, and certainly with the help of AGS engineers. We would definitely encourage you, as Jerry Cassie had mentioned, to take a good look at it. In today's business, database applications must be developed at an ever-increasing pace and maintained with fewer resources while meeting the demands to maximize their performance and availability. To help developers and DBAs get jobs done more efficiently, Service Studio GE is provided as a premier multi-platform development and management environment for IBM Informix servers. With an intuitive graphical user interface which integrates very feature-rich, powerful, and compact suite of professional tools that make support of your vital databases over their lifetime easier and more productive than ever. Power and flexibility of Service Studio GE helps keep Informix database infrastructure, helps keep the Informix infrastructure that your organizations depend on for vital information and help that infrastructure perform at peak levels by simplifying and automating day-to-day database management tasks such as server administration, development and debugging, schema management, configuration auditing and change management, performance tuning, data storage management and reorganization, and last but not least, management of the database security. For databases, slide 13, please. For database administration, Service Studio GE provides state-of-the-art integrated workbench with a well-rounded environment for DBAs and developers to manage one or multiple Informix database servers with ease. There's really no need to be an expert at it. The Object Explorer serves as a convenient central point for effortless navigation and administration of your entire database infrastructure. Interactive multi-tab console eliminates lengthy property drill downs and helps you immediately to examine in depth all details of the selected database objects and allows you to quickly create, drop, alter database objects to accommodate business and application needs. The server administrator module provides a powerful views and pre-configured reports of performance information across multiple instances of databases and helps you handle common everyday tasks such as managing user sessions in server operational modes, or examining server profile, on-config parameters, I/O statistics, and the details of the log files. Server administrator also provides a built-in secure terminal that automatically connects you to the desired server host and sets all of the required environment variables, enabling you to execute transparently any of your favorite utilities, such as OnStat, OnMode, OnTape, OnBar, as well as any of the other server-side scripts or shell commands that you may have a need to execute. The session manager of the administrator module facilities of the server administrator provide you with ability to analyze user session activity by host computer, database, maximum number of locks, and I/O activity to flag sessions that create server bottlenecks. Problematic database user sessions can be easily terminated. An interesting aspect of this particular module is the SQL statements last executed by any user session can be captured for subsequent performance tuning with the help of execution plan analyzer. That's on top and in addition to the continuous SQL capture facilities that are provided by Sentinel. Permission manager module significantly reduces the complexity of managing database security by making it easy to add new or added existing users and roles to the database, grant and revoke permission to users, roles and database objects, and assign users to roles. Permission manager also helps in maintaining database security by automatically recovering and applying all previously defined permissions to any object after it has been altered. Slide 14, please. To support database development and debugging, Server Studio GE is really the premier integrated development environment for Informix database with powerful editors and wizards that improve developers' productivity, minimize errors, and drastically decrease the development time for stored procedures, SQL scripts, and schemas. By replacing error-prone, time-consuming, command-line-driven traditional query and script execution facilities with modern, intuitive graphical interface, Server Studio GE provides a fast, configurable, and easy-to-use development environment that enables users to work simultaneously on multiple database objects. The SQL editor is a full-featured, multi-threaded, color-coded editor customized specifically to support IBM Informix SQL and SQL syntax. It provides non-blocking execution of scripts, display of multiple query results set in a spreadsheet-style grid, which can be pinned, by the way, syntax checking of an entire script or just a highlighted portion, display the basic statistics of the executed SQL statements, such as number of rows affected by the operation, execution, and fetch time for each query executed, and fully supports load and unload statements to provide data import and export functionality within SQL scripts. One of the recent changes that has been implemented in this lineup of Server Studio GE tools is the revamp of the table manager. Go to slide 15, please. The table manager is a comprehensive visual manager for database tables and views that provides highly granular access to their vital attributes, including things such as columns, data types, primary and foreign keys, indexes, referential integrity constraints, as well as table and index physical storage fragmentation schema. I'd like to stop here for a moment. Among majority of the database tools out in the market today, you will find very few, if any, that manage the table not only at the logical level, but also at the physical level in terms of the data distribution. The current version, which, again, is provided to you free of charge, courtesy of IBM, is inordinately powerful. It provides you with full capability to design your fragmentation schemas, to readdress your tables, to move the tables between different data spaces. So it really saves a great deal of time. It, as I mentioned, it provides a way to easily and graphically examine in depth and alter the properties of the database tables and views, or if you needed to create new ones. Slide 16, please. SQL Debugger is the only interactive debugger for Informix database servers, stored procedures and triggers available on the market, and contains powerful capabilities usually found only in the high-level programming languages. It enables you to execute stored procedures and triggers line by line, to step into nested procedures or fire triggers, to set breakpoints, to watch and to modify values of procedures and variables and calling arguments, break infinite loops, and etc. SQL Debugger can be invoked from any client application or development tool, such as Visual Basic, C++, Informix 4GL, etc., and can hook into stored procedures or triggers already executing on the server, enabling you to identify the cause of an infinite loop or to pinpoint the slowest portion of the code. Slide 17, please. To assist you with pre-deployment testing, Service Studio provides Benchmark Runner module, which provides you with comprehensive testing solution that effectively simulates real-time load scenarios of hundreds or thousands of users simultaneously accessing your database application and automatically measuring client-side response times. To analyze the impact of changes to the database or the server configuration on your application or your application's ability to achieve required performance level objective, Benchmark Runner's flexible load scenarios enable you to create consistent performance benchmarks tests with fully parametric queries for a variety of transactions, such as OLTP decision support, etc., to test your database application throughout the expected range of its operational conditions before the production deployment. Also, to assist in pre-deployment testing, the test data generator facilities of the data manager module assist developers and QA engineers to quickly and easily populate test databases with millions of rows of meaningful, syntactically correct test data, unique indexes and other dependencies while fully maintaining referential integrity constraints. It supports a number of data value generation options, including random, text file-based, or values obtained from databases, and provides an ability to specify data ranges, text data patterns, sequential blob and clob data generation methods. Test data generator enables application testing with enough data to give a realistic picture of database performance in real production environments. Slide 18, please. One of the most powerful range of features Service Studio provides is to help you manage change and to perform configuration audits. The these facilities ease deployment of Informix databases from development to test to production and help you preserve database investments with extensive configuration change management documentation. The Schema Manager module is highly intuitive graphical tool for effective management of the DDL scripts, either for the entire database schemas or user-defined sub-schemas that may be comprised of particular types or groups of database objects. Full support for managing all dependent database objects to maintain the integrity of the user-defined sub-schemas is built in. The DB Schema Manager can directly deploy database schemas or sub-schemas and allow you to specify how to map DB spaces and blob spaces from the source to the target server. One of the newest, and slide 19, please. One of the newest and the most exciting additions in the upcoming release is the inclusion of the full ER diagramming analysis that is part of the Schema Manager. It will provide you with full capability to perform entity relationship diagram analysis for the entire database or, again, for the selected group of objects that include tables, views, stored procedures, and triggers. This, to the best of our knowledge, is a fairly unique feature. While there are a number of ER diagramming and design tools out there, we are not aware of any that provide full recursive analysis through all of the objects, including the stored procedures and triggers. So full cascading analysis is performed, and it saves literally hundreds of hours of time in terms of trying to analyze and manage the information. One of the features of this particular new module is as you look at any object on the ER diagram, it provides you with the ability to instantly see the related syntax. So, for instance, if there is a connector line, a relational connector line between two objects, by clicking on it, you instantaneously see all of the relevant SQL syntax that creates the constraint. Another very powerful feature is the object dependency analyzer that provides full analysis of up and down dependencies on any object you select to the full degree of nesting. The diagrams can be stored and easily resynchronized with the current state of the database without losing any of the user-defined diagram layouts. Slide number 20. As I started to mention, part of the Schema Manager also includes a dependency analyzer. They work kind of hand in glove with the ER diagramming tool. The dependency analyzer module is a graphical change impact analysis tool that helps you examine up and down dependencies of any database object, including complex referential integrity constraints and call trees for stored procedures and triggers. It also provides full functionality to search for any usage pattern of the object within a single or across multiple databases, or for a particular string within the syntax of the database object. The results of this dependencies analysis or database searches are very conveniently presented in the graphical drill-down tree that not only lists all dependent objects, but also enables detailed contextual examination of the object's usage pattern and its relevant SQL syntax. Slide 21, please. Another very important new feature that is going to be appearing in the upcoming release of Server Studio is full version control for your schemas. It will allow you literally at a click of a mouse to create a complete point in time snapshot of either the entire schemas or any object or group of objects within your database. What is important is this particular tool also works with the one we're going to discuss in a moment, which is the diff analyzer that Service Studio provides. Certainly, one of the aspects of this particular functionality is to provide you with full audit trail and configuration management control. You can restore at any point in time any of the snapshots that you've created, and it's a new, very, very convenient way of managing any changes to your database. Slide 22, please. Another one of the new and exciting features that is coming into the upcoming release of Server Studio is the addition to the data manager of the module to manage IDS high performance loader. It is an inordinately powerful feature of IDS, and the intent for us was to make it as transparent and as easy to use as possible. It enables you in a very intuitive manner to use a very friendly interface to manage the high-performance loader. It streamlines creation of all the HPL data load and unload jobs. It simplifies maintenance of the existing HPL jobs and certainly allows you to group multiple jobs into logical containers. So for those of you that have very large databases and require a lot of data manipulation, or if you need to perform frequent reorganizations of your database, this is an invaluable tool. Slide 23, please. As I had hinted earlier, one of the really important aspects of the configuration management is the tool we call DB Difference Analyzer. It's a module which provides powerful change management facilities for performing comprehensive analysis and synchronization between databases. Entire databases, including table structures, fragmentation schemas, referential integrity, as well as syntax of stored procedure triggers and views, their individual objects or selected group of objects can be examined in detail for any changes, regardless of whether the databases are located on the same server or in different servers. It also is capable of performing differential analysis between various on-config parameters of two informing data servers or any two files, such as SQL scripts or text-based database files. To help manage change effectively, DB Difference Analyzer provides powerful facilities to automatically generate synchronization scripts with flexibility to supply to specify which database objects are to be included into synchronization process and to designate which database is to serve as the source and which is to serve as the target. I had mentioned just a couple of slides ago version control facilities that are coming into the new version of the Service Studio JE. One of the really important aspects is the DB difference analyzer will give you full ability to perform full differential analysis between a live database and any of the snapshots you may have, historical snapshots you may have taken, or between any two snapshots. And, of course, it has always provided the ability to perform differential analysis between two live running instances of the database, such as, for instance, development and QA or pre-staging and production. What is new in this release of the DB difference analyzer, besides the integration with version control, is full incorporation. Oh, I'm sorry, please go to slide 24. Is full incorporation of a data diff analyzer. The data diff analyzer will compare data in tables with comparable structures. Compare tables can be located on the same server in the same databases or in the same server or in different servers. It really doesn't matter. Very efficient comparison algorithm allows us to perform differential analysis on millions of records within several minutes. Detailed graphic analysis of the data changes is highly intuitive. It's color-coded. It shows you all of the records that have been added, all of the records that have been altered, and all of the records that have been deleted. So when you're doing work with a system that have large-scale metadata structures and you need to do rollouts, it certainly would help in being able to take a look at what the anticipated changes will be to your system from the standpoint of examining the internals of the definitions stored within the metadata repositories. I'm sure there are other ways you can think of using this. One of them would be, for instance, ability to verify during the development that the data you are actually expecting to get from your application into the table actually is getting there. By comparing it to a reference standard. Slide 25, please. Service Studio also provides a very, very powerful ability to manage effectively your storage space and to reorganize the databases. The extensive data storage management facilities are provided for DBAs to improve utilization efficiencies, efficiency of scarce data storage resources, and to optimize performance by reorganizing and restructuring Informix databases with minimal application downtime. The storage manager enables DBAs to effectively create, delete, and manage utilization of DB spaces, blob spaces, and chunk storage resources allocated to the server's resident databases. Performance problems such as low scan density can be quickly detected by visually examining relative distribution of allocated, filled, and free amounts of data and indexes storage space and by locating tables with high degree of fragmentation. One of the features in terms of managing your physical distribution schema that is very helpful is the extent size calculator that we provide, which helps you reduce unnecessary database table fragmentation, which can negatively affect SQL queries performance and the amount of disk storage space consumed. It enables you to optimize physical data storage distribution schema by recommending optimal values for the table's first and next extent parameters based on estimated number of rows, related indexes, and small blob data overhead that is typically present. The reorg wizard helps DBAs easily resolve data storage space utilization and performance problems by reorganizing table structure and data allocation to reduce the number of table extents, reclaiming wasted space, moving data to different DB spaces, or fragmenting it between multiple DB spaces. Excuse me. So, one of the other aspects, it provides very broad range of capabilities to examine the resident members of any DB space. I'm talking about residents either in terms of the physical devices, chunks that compose a DB space, or the actual database objects that reside within the database space, and allowing you to do a very quick analysis in terms of the busiest tables, amount of fragmentation. Possibilities are really quite endless. So, this is kind of a galloping overview. If we had to do a detailed review of what Server Studio and Sentinel do together, it probably would require somewhere upwards of about 4 hours. That's slide 26. The choice is yours. You can continue to use complex command line administrative tools that are time consuming and quite error prone, or you can avail yourself of the very rich functionality that is provided to you within Server Studio and Sentinel to help you effectively manage your environment. The current version of Server Studio GE with Sentinel, which is version 5.1, is available directly from IBM at the URL provided below, or from ServerStudio.com. Having said that, I guess I will turn it over back to Linda.
Okay.
Linda, how are we doing on time? Do we have time to do a few?
Yes, we absolutely do. We absolutely do. Why don't you take 10, 15 minutes?
Okay. Let's see if we can get this to actually work. Linda, help me out here. Tell me if you actually see anything.
I will do.
Okay.
And just so the audience is aware, we have about 81 people, as you know, on the call, and we had some issues with response time. So that's why we chose to not use the e-meeting for the charts, but we would need to use the e-meeting for the demo. So that's why we changed our agenda just a tad in terms of the support materials.
And Linda, are we seeing anything?
Yes.
We are.
It's painting.
Okay.
Because I think we have 82 people connected, it's just taking a bit to paint that first picture, and it's about a third of the way complete. I think you can go ahead and start talking about the top of it if you'd like.
Well,
okay, it's up.
It's up. Great. Thank you for being my eyes.
No problem.
As I had mentioned, the Server Studio is inordinately easy to work with. If we look at the ever-famous Superstores demo, what is interesting to note is if the amount of information that is made available to the user at a glance. Just the general tab on the table manager, as you can take a look on the screen. Linda, has it painted yet?
Yes, it's painted.
Okay, great. As you can see, it provides all of the vital information necessary to effectively manage your databases right up front. It gives you summary information on the table in terms of, you know, its construct, number of indexes, columns, types, overall sizes. Date it was created, you certainly can see, although unfortunately I don't have it here. I don't know if you can see if the statistics were updated in this particular database, you would see that information in the field immediately available to you. All of the critical storage summary information is available right there, all of the I.O. activity, and we dynamically provide you ability to look at all of the lock activity that's going on in the table. By going over to the design, you certainly are able to see instantaneously your logical definition, and I probably didn't pick the best of tables for that, so let me see. Yep, this is a little better. You have the information on the column definitions, all of the indexes, constraints, foreign keys, and triggers. No, not a good example. Let me grab another table here. So in this table, as you can see, we have the required information on the indexes, which is accessible literally at the click of a button. For some reason, it doesn't let me in this environment do this, but I do assure you that particular function does work. As I was mentioning earlier, when you're looking at the we provide a lot of summary information essentially at the root nodes of the types of objects in the database, and all of this information is easily and quickly sortable. You can sort it by sizes, you can sort it by number of extents, fragmentation, statistics, number of columns, so on, and row sizes, and so on, depending on what your needs might be. But if we go back here, that's better selection. One of the aspects I mentioned earlier is we provide full information in terms of managing the physical schema for your tables, essentially the fragmentation, all of the relevant information in terms of the number of extents, page sizes, amounts of consumed resources in terms of disk space, and the participating storage devices on which this particular database, this table resides, are available to you literally at a click of a tab. Full SQL statements for typical create, insert, update, delete permissions, so on and so forth, are available. Now, one of the things we have done is, of course, and it's been around for quite some time, is you have the ability to instantly query information contained within the table, and you can have only first n number of rows retrieved, all numbers of rows, or you can actually, if you choose, select and write a query to retrieve specific data that may be of interest to you. All permission management is handled directly here in order to make it intuitive and provide you full context in terms of managing your databases. Ability to run the analysis is quite powerful. If you take a look, let me just close this. This is the ER diagram, a subset which is created specifically for the object to all nesting levels that are required. The dependency tree allows you to analyze all objects that this particular one is referring to throughout the range, or that refer to this object. When you select any of them in the dependency tree, you will automatically navigate to the object in question, and the relevant SQL, as you can see right here, is displayed immediately. So if I was to select this particular constraint line here, the information is presented, and of course the relevant portions of the syntax are highlighted. So the analysis that normally would take an inordinate amount of time can be done nearly instantaneously. And of course, if you choose to, you can simply revert to an object list. If you need additional space, that's easily enough handled. You can simply hide the navigator. I'll show you in a second. To analyze the entire schema for fairly complicated databases takes nothing more than making a very simple request and waiting for a brief period of time. Linda, is the screen updating fast enough?
Yeah, it's up.
Okay, great. So as you can see, this is a schema of an entire database. Now, if we chose to, we can certainly request to have all of the dependencies fully open. That makes it a bit mind-numbing to navigate through. So my personal preference is I tend to work with these in a collapse mode and open the nodes as I find it necessary. As you can see here, for instance, we're looking actually at a stored procedure and the syntax for that procedure. Now, please note that within this particular branch, there are multiple references to the object, so consequently, ability to directly navigate through the script itself is provided right here. I think we're stuck. All right. Now, on the storage, again, we provide the essential summary data necessary to get a pretty good analysis of what is happening to you. It gives you a good bird's eye view. And of course, at any point in time, you can certainly drill down to individual objects and find the specific information that you're interested in. It provides you visual clues in terms of the amount of your space utilization for any given database. It tells you who the resident, what are the resident chunks that comprise a particular space, and it also tells you all of the objects that physically reside within that particular database, DB space. So consequently, and again, these are fully sortable as one might expect. So it gives you a very, very quick and intuitive way to deal with your entire infrastructure at literally a single glance. And the same is provided here at the level of the chunks. Depends on, I guess, the perspective you want to take at any given time onto what the system is doing. You certainly have the ability to analyze memory pools that are running on the system. You have the same information available for virtual processors. And, of course, we don't have anybody here on this particular machine at the moment. Yeah, all of one. But it provides you instant drill-down capability to all of the current sessions that are running including resources that particular sessions are consuming at the moment. There's a range of reports that are pre-built that are provided. I won't take up the time at the moment. So with that, I think I would like to turn the session back to the moderator, and I think we can proceed to the next step in this presentation.
Certainly. At this time, we will conduct a brief electronic survey. After I finish reading the entire question and all of the possible responses, please answer by firmly pressing the star key, followed by the number on your touch-tone phone that corresponds to your choice. If you are using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. There will be a brief pause between each question to allow everyone a chance to respond. Here we go. Our first question. If you are currently using any version of Server Studio, please press star 1. Again, if you are currently using any version of Server Studio, please press star 1. We'll pause for just a moment to give everyone a chance to signal. Our next question. If you are currently using any version of Sentinel, please press star 1. Again, if you are currently using any version of Sentinel, please press star 1. Again, we'll pause for just a moment. Our third question. If you are currently using a version of IDS 7 or IDS 9 earlier than version 9.4, please press star 1. Again, if you are currently using a version of IDS 7 or IDS 9 earlier than version 9.4, please press star 1. Our fourth question, if you are currently using IDS version 9.4, please press star 1. Again, if you are currently using IDS version 9.4, please press star 1. Question number 5, when does your company plan to go to version 10.0? Star 1, don't know. Star 2, in 1 to 6 months. Star 3, 6 to 12 months. Or star 4 for 12 months. Again, when does your company plan to go to version 10.0? Star 1 for don't know. Star 2 for 1 to 6 months. Star 3 for 6 to 12 months. Star 4 for 12 months. Question number 6. If you tried to use the web conferencing, did it work for you? Star 1 for yes. Star 2 for no. Again, if you tried to use the web conferencing, did it work for you? Star 1 for yes, star 2 for no. Question number 7. The level of technical detail in this presentation was star 1 for excellent, star 2 for good, star 3 for fair, star 4 for poor. Again, the question. The level of technical detail in this presentation was star 1 for excellent, star 2 for good, star 3 for fair, star 4 for poor. Question number 8. The speakers for this teleconference were star 1 for excellent through star 4 for poor. Again, our 8th question. The speakers for this teleconference were star 1 excellent, star 2 good, star 3 fair, star 4, 4. Our next question, overall teleconference rating, star 1 for excellent through star 4 for poor. Again, our 9th question, overall teleconference rating, star 1 for excellent, star 2 for good, star 3 for fair, star 4 for poor. And our final question today, would you like someone from IBM to contact you regarding Informix? *1 for yes, *2 for no. Again, our last question, would you like someone from IBM to contact you regarding Informix? *1 for yes, *2 for no. And again, we'll pause for just a moment. And that was our final survey question. Now, at this time, we'd like to move to your actual questions. If you would like to ask a question, you may signal by pressing the star key followed by the digit 1 on your touchtone telephone. Again, I'd like to remind everyone to please be sure that your mute function is disengaged before you press *1. It may block the signal from reaching our equipment. Again, that's *1, and it looks like we'll take our first question from Thomas Horner.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Two quick questions. First of all, I was a beta tester for something called ISA, which was a graphical interface that IBM introduced and Informix introduced for the Informix engine. Is Server Studio a replacement of that, or in addition to that, or what?
I'll take that question. No, they're not a replacement. They really are designed to work side by side. There is some functional overlap, but ISA is really meant to be a thin client, where Server Studio is a much more of a full-blown application that supports things like monitoring, so on and so forth, and analytics that you heard described.
Okay. And a follow-up question on that is, it was pretty clear in the presentation that Server Studio is bundled with IDS and hence free, I assume. Is Sentinel also bundled, or is that extra cost?
Let me make it clear. There is a range of functions that that are in Server Studio that are provided to all users of Informix free of charge, and that's courtesy of IBM. IBM spent a lot of time and effort with us working on it. There is a range of other advanced add-on modules which are not provided free of charge. Those are purchased directly from AGS. All modules that comprise the entire infrastructure are shipped together. So when you receive the package, whether you receive it directly from IBM or from AGS or any other way, you get full benefit of all functionality. The advanced modules are there for you to try to see if you benefit from their use. If they're of no use to you, which we hope that's not the case, but you are under no further obligation to anyone. The functionality that remains is yours and yours to use. And again, that's courtesy of IBM. However, if there are some of the advanced features like the ones we've discussed with you today are of interest, then you need to purchase those. More directly to the question, Sentinel is included physically on essentially try before you buy basis, but it is not part of the complimentary offering that IBM provides to the customers.
Very good. Thank you.
And we'll take our next question from Rakesh Shah.
Hi. I wanted to know whether we have this replication queue monitoring in Sentinel and Server Studio.
Not at the moment. We're looking at certain requirements, and we would certainly welcome any input from you in terms of what your specific needs are for that in terms of monitoring your application.
Okay. Thanks.
For anyone who has any questions, if I might add, or would like to provide some feedback, please send it to Anatole Vishan, that's me, and the email address is avishan, that's AVISHON at agsltd.com. I'll make sure that our technical team addresses it promptly.
And we'll take our next question from Danny Luong.
Yes, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Yes, my question is, Do we get like free technical support and upgrades once you know once we download this software from IBM?
Yeah. Could you repeat your question, please?
Do we get free upgrades and technical support on the Server Studio J with Sentinel?
I'm not sure. Do you mean for IDS or for Server Studio?
Server Studio J with the Sentinel.
If you purchase the product, you receive standard installation and configuration support. If you have specific needs, we do provide services on per diem basis, essentially per incident. That information is publicly available on ServerStudio.com site. And in terms of the upgrades, there are two ways you can look at it. One, if you have purchased a maintenance contract, then indeed all of your upgrades to the subsequent releases are included as part of your maintenance contract. If you have not, then you typically need to purchase an upgrade. You certainly don't need to repurchase the entire product suite.
Okay. I'm still kind of unclear, you know, what is free and what is not free as far as the Server Studio J.
Essentially, the object browser, the connection manager, the core infrastructure, and the SQL editor and the table manager are part of the complementary offering to you.
Okay. So it won't expire, right? Like, because I'm currently running the version 5 of Server Studio J, and then I got these messages saying that it expires or something like that, you know.
There is a range of modules. There is quite a number of them, and you will receive those messages that those modules indeed expired. But if you'll notice, you certainly can continue to use, like I said, the object browser, the connection management facilities, the table management facilities, the SQL editor, there's no restrictions, whatever.
Okay, so those would never expire, right?
That's correct.
Okay, and then we can download the newer version of that Server Studio for free.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And we'll take our next question from Alexei Sonkin.
Hi, everybody. We are commercial users of Server Studio for more than 2 years. We have many, actually, licenses. And I have two questions. First, about anti-database support, and the other question is about SSH support. Unfortunately, historically, anti-database support is very poor with Server Studio. My first question, are there plans to support SPL debugger for anti-databases in the future, and how well Sentinel is supporting anti-databases? Do you hear me?
I would like to bring in a colleague of mine online. Arkady, are you with us?
Yes.
Please answer the gentleman's question.
No, basically, there is no plans to support stored procedure debugger on ANSI databases because of the limitation of the algorithm and particular locking issues which exist in the ANSI databases. But the Sentinel product should work fine with an ANSI database. Sentinel product actually monitors on the server level, so from that point of view, it doesn't matter. It actually monitors all databases the same way.
Okay, and my next other question about SSH support. Unfortunately, with SSH support, which is built into the Server Studio tool, I am not able to connect to any Linux server through the Red Hat to any Linux server. Just gives me some SSH connection error. For Telnet, it works fine, but unfortunately for our production database, Telnet access is prohibited.
Do you use latest version of Server Studio product?
September 12th, the latest version.
You probably should do, you should contact our technical support
and
provide them specific details.
My question about Sentinel, is it using the same algorithm to access production If it is located on a different machine than the database server, is it using the same SSH connection, same type of SSH connection to connect to a database server machine?
For majority of operations that use JDBC drivers, so the SSH connection is not used at all. So in the new version, the version 6, which Anatol just showed, it does use SSH, but actually that was advanced version of the support for the SSH, and specifically we added support for the OS parameters itself. So for that we had like much more improved version of the native connectivity through the SSH. So in version 6 you definitely should see much more improvements, more support of the encoding, shift, ciphering, and other technology.
Yeah. Thank you. So we shall definitely try in that case, Sentinel and maybe Purchase. Thank you.
Our next question will come from Sam Marino.
Hi, Anatol. I had a question. Your slide's referring to the new release. Is that going to be version 6?
Yep.
Okay, and I know we're running out of time, probably.
I didn't say it, but yeah.
Yeah, and I know we're probably running out of time, but I'm curious about how you hook into stored procedures or triggers that are, like, already executing.
Arkady?
That basically, debugger uses the intercommunication process through the tables. So it's when you debug stored procedure, you create a debugging version of it, it's automatically created. And debugging version can connect through the client process via the service support repository tables. So it's basically, that's the way how it's done.
So the modifications made prior to it actually executing.
Yeah, that's correct. That's debugging version of the procedure is created. And debugging version works the way, so if you execute it outside the debugger, this code doesn't affect the functionality of the procedure itself. But if you execute it through the debugger, then when the difference starts takes place, and it allows to do debugging intercommunication between processes and to have the control by the debugger to the stored procedure.
Yeah, that's a very nice.
Was there anything further, Mr. Marino?
That's all.
We'll take our next question from Hugo Zamorano.
Thank you. Server Studio is so big that it would be nice to have a hands-on course. I went to the IBM's website and I don't see any course offered for Server Studio and Sentinel. Do you have any?
I'm sorry, you don't see which kind of offers?
I didn't see any course. Any course for the Server Studio and Sentinel?
Oh, you mean like a training course?
Yes.
I'm sorry. We are actually looking at putting together something similar to an on-demand type of a training material. So we're working together with IBM on that. So stay tuned.
When do you think it would be available?
I'm not at liberty to say right now, but hopefully very soon.
Okay, thanks.
One aspect I wanted to mention, and I should have mentioned during the presentation, Sentinel itself, and a lot of it seems to be a misunderstanding with a lot of people. Not only is it not required to be on the same machine that the production server is running on, or any IDEA server is running on, it is preferable that it is not. Not that it causes any particular difficulties, but the way Sentinel architecture functions, it's essentially a one-to-many architecture. One Sentinel can handle n number of IDS engines. And one advantage of putting it onto a relatively small, lean resource machine is that it allows you to detect failure of the hardware, not just the fact that the IDS may have stopped responding, but the actual hardware is not working. If the Sentinel is deployed on the same machine, obviously if the machine goes down, so does the Sentinel. We do have a number of installations where, for a variety of operational reasons, people have requested, and not requested, they've simply installed it on the same machine as the production server is running on. But that's not a common occurrence.
And we'll take our next question from Zona Cecil.
Hi. Actually, that was a perfect lead into my question because I have two Server Studio licenses and a Sentinel. I've put my Sentinel on a Unix server, not my database server, and it has a host connection to my database server, but my actual Server Studio is on my PC, and I do not have connection to the server database server. I want all my connections to go through the Sentinel, but I can't get that to work.
Arkady, you want to take that up?
Yeah, actually, there is a difference. The Server Studio requires direct Server Studio functionality requires direct connection to the database server. Only monitoring and automation related functionality allows you to walk through the Sentinel server.
So I do have to open my database server up to my workstation.
You would have to open the TCP/IP port for the IBM Informix JDBC driver.
Okay.
The Server Studio requires this connection. If you want to do just the monitoring and to see real-time graphs or do the automation or collect performance history, then you can do it through the Sentinel remotely.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
And at this time, we have time for one more question. That question will come from Scott Roberts.
Yes, on the pre-studio server, when is that shipping, or has that shipped, or how is that available?
I'm sorry, say that again, please.
You were saying that the basic Server Studio was provided free?
The core edition, yes.
And how is that made available?
That's made available every time you receive a shipment from IBM. Every time you download the software from IBM, it is directly available from the Informix subdomain on IBM website, and it certainly is available at serverstudio.com. It's been there for the last 5 years, and it's yours for the taking.
Great. That sounds good. And so no license cost is necessary?
There's no cost involved. You do have a requirement to register, and that's probably the most onerous aspect of it, but there's no cost associated with that.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And at this time, we are out of time for your questions. If any of your questions did not get answered, please send an email to lspina@us.ibm.com. Again, that is lspina@us.ibm.com with any questions that you didn't get answered on today's conference. We'd like to thank you all for your participation. That does conclude our conference. You may now disconnect.